It's Pink Friday
with Lisa Z, with real talk conversation on makeup,
skincare,
self-care and confidence, hair care and date night, and so much more.
It's Pink Friday with Lisa Z,
and it's about to
go down
in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Let's go.
Recession, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love? Joy that you promised me, tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over. You do.
Today's a new day, but tell me where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still. Whatever you're in right now,
smile for me.
Smile.
Can you just smile for me?
And my people say,
oh, 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 you look so much better when you're oh, oh.
Jersey,
so much better when you're
LA,
so much better
sister wants you to be happy, but then you gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.
Welcome to Pink Friday's radio show. It's your host, Lisa Z. And I just wanted to say thank you for joining me on tonight. I want to get right into it. We have been talking about self-care over the last couple episodes, and so we wanted to just talk about it from a different perspective. How do you manage self-care while you're grieving? Now, so many of us have had a loss, and some of us, it has really hit hard. And yet somehow we still have to manage to go on. So the question is, what do you do during that time of grieving? Because we still have to manage to take care of ourselves. So tonight, let's look at some practical ways that may help you during your time of grieving. So I wanted to introduce to you tonight my special guest, a dear friend of mine, Tamara Laughlin, and she's here tonight to give us some self-care tips while you're grieving. So the reason why we're here is to really give some advice to any listeners that may be out there kind of just struggling with how to take care of themselves during a grieving period. I know that you have gone through a traumatic experience. I want to say recently, but It seems like
yesterday. Yes, it does. It seems like yesterday. Whew.
Yeah. So, but I wanted to know if you could share a little bit of your testimony to just give the listeners kind of a little bit more of your background. You had this amazing, wonderful love story and ended very unexpected. And so Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. My Bobby was the love of my life. He was my champion. That's what I would call him. Nothing else to really, that can describe him. He just allowed for me. It was just like I was free to be me with him in every aspect of my life. When we met, how many years ago? It would have been 9, I believe.
Wow.
Yes. It was like I immediately knew him. I did not know what a soulmate was until Bobby came into my life. I get the question a lot as to how am I managing? How am I sustaining life in general because of career, because of, you know, new business ventures, taking care of family? The Lord, that is my answer to that. He sustains me through it all. The joy, the power of him. It's just foundationally, I feel that it's important to have him in your life because of just that, because of life and circumstances that come from it. We're never really prepared like I wasn't. That was a blow, but just having that relationship with the Father helped me to really get through this time in my life. And constantly being led that I have to get up, continue on, and move on. Yes, I lost the love of my life, but I still have to press on because I still have to make an impact with what it is the Father has desired for me to do.
So the bottom line is God was your strength.
Yes.
Him alone was your only source of strength to get through The grieving process of it so that you can go on and continue to fulfill what he had called you to do.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And of course, I had family, loved ones, friends to be able to do that. But that's all through him. That was a hurt that I can't even explain. There's a profound numbness. I just, when it hit me so abruptly, I just didn't even know how to respond or how to react in the beginning of it. And I think that's how grief really hits people, because I've even observed that in the areas of grief, like through this transformation and through this transitioning and through this journey of my life right now, yeah, I've actually learned a great lesson too, whereas grieving, we grieve when we break up, we like in relationships, we grieve when we lose things and or we fail at something. There's so many different facets that go along with grief, and this was one of the ones that I've experienced grief before, don't get me wrong, but Bobby and I were one. That was, he was my confidant, he was my champion, he was my everything, and it's just like we did have a beautiful love story. And don't get me wrong, like every relationship, you have your ups and your downs, but we grew together. Yeah. I truly believe it was divinity that brought us together. It was a divine appointment for us to strengthen each other in the Lord and in purpose. That's what that was. It was a oneness. And when he left, you know, when the Lord took him home, mm-hmm. it was like a part of me went with him in the very beginning. Wow. And through what I'm going through right now in this journey as well, grief, it's continuous. It doesn't quite go away. It's like you have to learn how to walk through the process, and you have to learn how to navigate through it, because you're always missing that person, you know, and you know that person is not coming back. So you have to learn how to navigate through it. And the way that I did was really coming to the point as to where I truly understand how the Lord, I love the word that you used when you said anchor. He was truly my anchor, because I feel that if I didn't have a relationship with him as I do, I wouldn't have been able to handle things the way that I did, because the joy of the Lord is truly my strength. And you know, people used to always ask, you laugh all the time, you're always happy and everything like that. That's what I'm telling you. It's nobody but the Father that has given that to me, because that's my superpower, because that is what is getting me through.
Wow.
Looking at it differently. And it's just like, that's what I had to see. I have to look at what this is. I have to, you know, analyze the facts of the situation and work through it the way God will have, you know, prayerfully. That's the best way that I can say, work through it prayerfully, because I know I have purpose, and my whole thing is I just want to please the Lord. And I want to be able to continue to move in the direction in which he did. I mean, losing Bobby is a big gap. Yeah. It's but God is filling it. He's filling it with so many different things that I had not experienced before, because I'm getting to know who I am. I'm getting to, you know, understand who I am a little bit more. And
can I ask you a question though? I
know, sure.
You had said something about you had to analyze the facts. Can you expand a little bit on that? What does that mean?
Sure.
Going through your
Yeah, sure. I had to come to grips with what the reality is.
Reality. Yeah, yeah.
You know, what was actually happening? Okay, it's like, all right, Tam, you know, he's not coming back.
Right, right, right.
So what do you do with that?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like, and how do you live? And it's just, I looked at it in a different way. How would he look at it? What does God want out of my life? And it's just like, I couldn't place the blame on anything, because as we know, death is a part of life.
Yes, it is.
So it's like, all right, I have to continue to live. That's what Bobby would have wanted me to do. That's what the Lord wants me to do. And because of my innate ability and love for people, it's just like, I'm coming from an empathetic point of view when it comes to grief, because now I truly, I mean, not saying that I didn't have it before, because I've lost angers in my life and pillars in my life and, you know, previously, but like I said before, this was different.
I love when you were talking about something you said that reminded me, in your weakness, God mm-hmm. was able to be your strength. And so, yeah. and so we operate from God's strength when we are completely weak, feel like we can't go on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is the best time to let go and let God do mm-hmm. what he does best, mm-hmm. which is undergird us and support us and give us the strength to go on. And it doesn't necessarily mean you've got to become this superwoman, but mm-hmm. if you can just get one day done and mm-hmm. then one more day done mm-hmm. and then one more day, mm-hmm. you can get up and keep getting up and going on. Right?
One day at a time. That is one truth day. That you speak, my friend, because it's just like that's what, I've done a lot of self-reflection, mm-hmm. Because you learn a lot about yourself during these times. And, it's like a discovery. The journey is just, you just discovering who you truly are, where your heart is. You ask yourself multiple questions, you know, constantly. Mm-hmm. And you just get to know yourself a little bit better and how you do respond to things.
I love that. And I want you to speak to that a little bit more. What did you do in these times to, you know, to take care of yourself?
Sure, sure. First, I wanted to, it's just like you have to be honest with yourself as to where you are and how you feel all the time. I think that's the first step, is to be honest with yourself. Then you have to remember those things that you like to do as well. And what makes you happy? Where do you find peace? Where do you find joy? What do you like being surrounded by? I love music. It's just like I love like every genre of music. And well, not everyone, but it's just like
almost everyone.
But I was like, okay. So I found peace in that. And it's just like I found peace in listening to music. Then I was just like, okay, let's go on a discovery. You know, I love scenery. I love, you know, I like to take long drives. I like to do things like that. So I started doing those things that gave me peace. For someone, it could be cooking. For someone, it could be reading a book. For someone, it could be fellowshipping with friends. It is so many different things for so many different people. So I found what it is that brought me that peace, and I went forward with it. Then it stepped on to, you know, we have this vessel that we've been entrusted in. I have to start taking care really from the inside out too.
Yeah.
You know, transformation there. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, okay, I have to start monitoring different things, making a change, a lifestyle change in everything about me, you know, mindset, mental, physical, exercising more, and different things like that. It was just like, because I said this self-care is so important, as you well know, Lisa. That's why I love what the approach that you're taking to let everyone know how important that is, because it really isn't all about the outside. It's about the inside too.
Amen.
And when you get that inside right, it will just, you will exude it. Well, people will see it on the outside. And it's just like, yeah. And it's just like, it's so important, to take that time for yourself to get to know who self is, because how are you going to be good to anyone else or be able to help anyone else if you don't know who you are?
Right. Right. I mean, it reminds me of, you know, when someone actually gets divorced and, you know, you're left to discover who you are without that person. And you have to go on self-discovery just like you're doing now. And really, I love this because I think it's an amazing time in one's life when you're discovering who you are, the things you like. A lot of times when you're in a family setting or scenario, you kind of put yourself on a back burner, but you don't always take care of yourself the way you should be doing all the time, you know? And so where you are right now is just an amazing place while you're going through. That's just it. You're going through, and in each week and each month, it gets lighter.
It does.
It's lighter.
It does. It's just like it doesn't go away, but you're able to handle it. You're able to walk through it.
Yeah.
And that is so important. You cannot remain in darkness. God did not create us to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
He did not create us to do that. And it's just like, you know, there's so much that we have on a whole to do for him. All of those who, you know, serve him and walking in purpose and things of that nature. It's just like, that's all he desires for us. Is even in the midst of the storms, as this was a huge storm,
right?
Yes,
yeah.
And you have your ups and your downs, and you know you don't know when it will hit you.
Do you like settle down for a minute and sit in it, feel it, and then go on, or
Lisa,
like how do you
handle it? I love that. I absolutely love what you said because that's exactly what I do. Like, remember I was sharing with you, you have to be honest with yourself. And that is what I do. If I'm feeling it, I let myself feel it.
Right.
I allow myself to feel it. Yeah. It's just like, I don't try to, I am just honest and truthful with myself. I'm truthful, you know, to the Lord about how I'm feeling, and I ask for help. And it's just like, you know, help me. I need help. I cannot do this by myself. And it's just like, but I do allow myself to go through it and to feel it. I don't try to fight it. And it's just like, some people may think, well, it all depends on the person. But me personally, I don't want to say isolation, but it is kind of isolation because you do want to have those private moments to just work through it. Work through your emotions, work through your feelings, and be honest and truthful with your feelings and how you are feeling, because then it's out. You're not carrying it in.
Yeah.
You know, it's not burdening you.
I think that's healthy, right?
When it
you
is.
Let it out.
For you to release. Yes.
Because when you keep it in, it prolongs your healing process, the grieving process of it.
Yes.
And you don't deal with it. And so when you sit in it, accept it, feel it, it's okay to cry. It's okay to feel it. And so each day can be better and you can get through it.
So used to taking care of everybody else. It's just like, okay, now it's time to take care of self. And, you know, how do you do that? And that was like the start of it. I have to start taking care of self. That's important because it does. It affects everything.
So that was wonderful, Tammy. How important does nutrition and exercise play in all of this?
It is very impactful. It impacts you mentally, not only physically, but mentally, spiritually. It just really opens you up to being in tune with self. And it's just like, I just have this craving. It's like the more you do, the more you want to feel better. It makes you just feel better. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you're exercising, you're eating healthier, you're making correct choices for your life.
Yeah.
It's just like, it just makes you overall feel better. It opens your mind. It opens your body. It just, it's amazing how it all correlates.
It really is.
Yeah. It's amazing how it all correlates. And it's just like, you know, you have your little down times where you sneak in a little cake or two or something.
Yes. You want to be able to eat right and help support the body.
It even allows for you to think more. When you're taking walk and you're exercising, it's just like, you know, you're thinking. Mm-hmm. And it's a good feeling where you're, you know, proactively working towards and bettering yourself, mind, body, and soul.
Process right now. And they really need to begin practicing self-care. Could you give us some advice?
I would say, first and foremost, be true and honest to yourself. Be true to you. Be honest with yourself as to where you are, how you feel, and where you stand. Then think about those things in your life that you love to do and that you want to accomplish. Take one day at a time and set a commitment or two to work towards that, fulfilling those things that you like to do. You know, no matter what it is, a hobby, but whatever brings you joy, it's just like take those steps to start doing those things, because the grieving process is constant. So my advice is, when you feel it, you continue to grieve as well, because you do need that balance. I just think it's important for you to take care of yourself, your mind, your body, your spirit, and just feed it. Feed it with those things that are going to do nothing but enhance you and push you towards purpose. You are victorious and overcomers. If you just will allow yourself to embrace that and get an understanding of who you are.
I just thank you so much for just being transparent. My desire is to help someone who is going through this process and hopefully give them some motivation to get up and go on and let God be that strength through this whole process called grief.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Tammy, how can the ladies connect with you should they want to ask you a question or anything like that? Are you available on social media?
Well, I have Instagram, which is rhema.inspiration22. You can reach out to me there, DM me, or my email address, which is simply TamaraLoughlin@gmail.com. And that's Tamara Loughlin, LoughtLin at gmail.com.
So I wanted to leave you ladies with a few scriptures that I find to be very important during a time of grieving. The Bible says in Psalms 34:18, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. He also says in Psalms 73:26, it says, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. He also reminds us that in Matthew 5:4, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. We know that the Holy Spirit is our comforter, and that we can rest in the arms of God anytime it becomes overwhelming and too much to bear. But all you need to do is to get up and just do one day at a time and allow God to be your strength. I hope that this was able to give you some insight and some practical ways to help. Grieving is never fun, but God is here to be our strength. Well, thank you so much for tuning in tonight, ladies. This conversation was just real, right? We just got real with it tonight. I want you ladies to have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for listening in to Pink Friday's radio show, where faith meets beauty. New shows come out every Friday.
So don't forget to subscribe, ladies, so you don't miss an episode. If you would like to sponsor a show, please contact us for a media kit at pinkfridaysradioshow@gmail.com. I look forward to connecting with you on social media throughout the week. Follow us on Facebook at Pink Fridays Radio Show. Have an amazing week.